For example, someone with past DV issues who does not feel like they need intensive supportive services may want to have weekly or every other week check-ins with the on-site DV advocate, plus other work-first activities that will move them toward economic self-sufficiency. Someone who is in a more dangerous situation and has more issues to resolve regarding the abuse may need to fill their participation hours with family violence activities like support groups, dealing with legal issues, finding housing, and counseling before they would be ready for job readiness activities.